This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There has been no shortage of supply chain shortages in this pandemic. We have talked a lot about the big ones, semiconductors, lumber, steel. I could go on. But here is the big picture question about all of that. What is the holdup right now? To try to figure it out, we got Dr. Nada Sanders on the phone. She is a distinguished professor of supply chain management at Northeastern. And to find the answer, she says, you got to go back a little bit.
We saw the toilet paper shortages, hand sanitizer, you know, meat, right? And so people realize now, wait, hey, you know, I don't just press a button and things magically show up. Now imagine if that's with toilet paper, what's the case going to be when you're talking about chips, when you're talking about, you know, pharma and so forth?
Yeah, and that's where we find ourselves today, right? With the chips and the pharma. But let me back you up to toilet paper, right? We all looked at, we, you know, regular consumers went to the store, there was no toilet paper, and we consulted supply chain experts, and they said, oh my goodness, well, you know, residential toilet paper is really different than commercial toilet paper. And we all kind of went, oh, okay, that makes sense. But it does kind of speak to the fragility of things, right? The idea that
Absolutely.
That was a tough transition to make, kind of, it makes you go, really? If that's hard, what else aren't we doing right, you know?
Exactly. And coming into the pandemic, our supply chains globally had become enormously complex. We also have relied on something called lean or just-in-time mm-hmm. inventory systems. That really means no or very little inventory in the pipeline. And I'm telling you, we're going to see a restructuring of supply chains. I'm already seeing companies that are talking about bringing a lot of it back home, vertical integration. But bottom line is that we have a really fragile global supply chain that had been overly leaned out. Things are going to change, but it's going to take a long time.
The reason, ostensibly, that those supply chains got so long and so complicated and so just in time oriented was to provide goods to consumers at the lowest cost to companies, obviously, but then consumers don't have to pay higher prices. And do you suppose do you suppose that as things get restructured and supply chains get shortened and you know, just-in-time inventory winds up being lots of stuff in a warehouse somewhere, consumers are going to wind up paying higher prices?
Absolutely. Huh. What companies are doing is moving from a just-in-time to, you know, you might have heard some people call it a just-in-case. Mm-hmm. It is going to mean fewer choices, higher prices, longer lead times.
Do you anticipate, and look, none of this is going to happen fast, right? That's the caveat. But do you anticipate that supply chains get restructured in a way that might affect the recovery? I mean, things are looking really promising now. Life is good. People are happy. They're spending money. Economy's growing. Is the supply chain going to change that?
I think that we really haven't repopulated those supply chains. They haven't been restructured, and it takes time. And I really worry. I mean, look at the cyber attacks.
Yeah.
Any disruption that could happen puts us in a really vulnerable position. And also, we are so globally connected. And we look at countries like India, that is the primary source of generic drugs. So what could happen is we have ill workers as we, you know, have a slowdown in that production. It's kind of frightening.
All right. So just as a way to wrap this up, let me take you back to where we started. As we sit here in the midsummer-ish of 2021, what's the toilet paper of this year that you're thinking about supply chain wise?
The toilet paper of this year is definitely the semiconductors. Yeah. The other issue I think is really important is what's going on with the labor markets. I think we are seeing some really dramatic shifts in terms of skill sets that are being mm-hmm. required, wages. We are moving back into very much a service sector economy, but we don't have enough service workers.
And workers are, of course, part of the supply chain. Dr. Nada Sanders, she is a distinguished professor of supply chain management at Northeastern University. Professor, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.